This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is word today of a much longer-term shift that will guide the prices that we pay for energy for the long haul. The International Energy Agency this morning said most of the new sources of fossil fuel will be from North America. This as controversial technologies like hydraulic fracturing or fracking take off. On Tuesday, we get to catch up with Julie Niemann, analyst Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, for her take on markets, including energy markets. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Tell me, how does this global shift in energy markets play out for families in the U.S. trying to run households with budgets?
Well, this is probably the best thing that's happening simply because shoppers are trying to do what the Federal Reserve can't do, and that's to neutralize the damaging effect of congressional austerity on the economy. So they're basically spending, putting more into the economy. Nice rise in retail sales that we saw. Where they're spending, though, is really pretty interesting. It's on autos and building materials, very key things. For autos, it's because you have good fuel efficiency now, so we're continuing our trend here of lower consumption of gasoline, lower energy consumption.
What does this mean, though, for so-called green power companies? If you're in the solar industry, the wind power, geothermal, this news that there's going to be a lot more fossil fuel production here in North America.
It's all about pricing. When you have new supplies coming in, lower demand, you're going to get dropping in pricing. And so that means that alternative energy now is going to be natural gas. Alternative energy is coming from the United States and cheaper prices. That knocks the foundation under why we need green energy. Long term, we need greener energy simply because of the problems with carbon dumping into the atmosphere. But all of it right now has to be subsidized, and it's subsidized through tax credits. And when you have a huge budget deficit, there's not going to be that incentive to vote through more tax subsidies. So you're going to see green energy really suffer because of lower gas prices.
Julie Niemann at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, thank you so much.
You bet.